perhaps by way of introduction to the first bracha of the Amidah, which is the bracha of Avos, fundamentally the bracha of Avraham Avinu, Magen Avraham, we need to understand its importance. It's so important that the Gemara in Brachas to Flamed Daled Amud Beis says as follows: Tanur Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Hamispal Tzarech Shichavim Chala Brachas. Someone that's davening needs to have intent, kavana, for all the brachas. But im ein yachol lachavim b'kolam, if a person is unable to have kavana in all the brachas, lafachis yichavim ba'avos, at least have kavana for the first bracha. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar says a person should always assess if they're able to have kavana in the first bracha. If they are, great, go ahead and daven. And if not, don't daven. How that will factor into the halacha l'maisa, we'll see. But the Gemara is certainly entertaining at this point. If you feel you can't have kavana for the first bracha of the Amidah, it's better not to daven at all. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, "Hamispal tzarech shechavim chala brachas." Someone that's davening needs to have kavana in all brachas, but if you can't have kavana in all of them, at least in the first one. What kind of kavana are we talking about? It says in the Mishnah Berurah. This is all in Siman Kaf Aleph in Aruch Chaim. Shechavim is perish amilas. You know what the words mean, and therefore, it's really important for everybody to learn what these words mean and what the translation of the entire tefillah is. Minimally, if you can't work out what all the words mean, you're not on the level of being able to translate at least the first bracha and moedim. There's an absolute obligation to know the meaning of the words. Why is Avos, the first bracha, so important? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Because we're arranging praise for Hashem. And at that point, where you're praising Hashem, it's just totally inappropriate to be turning your mind to other things. As mentioned before, there are those that hold even Moedim has a din of Avos Lechatchila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and if you think you're not even going to be able to have Kavana for Avos, for the first Bracha, just wait. Don't daven yet. Wait until your mind is settled to the point where you can at least have Kavana in the first Bracha. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Someone that's davening needs to have kavana in all brachas. But as we said before, if you can't, at least have kavana in Avos. To what extent? You can see from that which the Shulchan Aruch Harav says about someone who is unable to translate the words. Better that they should daven in a language they understand in order to have kavana, than to daven in Lashon HaKodesh without understanding the words. Shetfila b'lay kavana eina klum. Davening without intent, without kavana, is nothing. And it makes sense, because davening isn't just an exercise in reading Hebrew. Davening is communicating with Hashem. And if you don't understand anything, and if you don't understand what the words mean, then you haven't davened. So you've gained nothing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Chaya Adam, it appears to me that since Mitzad Hadin, a person that doesn't have Kavanah in the first bracha of the Amidah should really daven again, then at the very least, that if you find yourself in the first bracha of the Amidah, having davened without Kavanah, and you're before the bracha of Magen Avraham, you should start again from Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and finish off the bracha. The only reason why we don't daven over again is because who says we're going to have kavana more the next time? So we don't daven again. But if you're in the middle of the first bracha, go back to the beginning of the bracha of Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and try again. Certainly see from here the importance of that which you're about to learn, of having kavana in the first bracha of the Amidah.